Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of July 18th, 2011, with a cover story, an extra-large section taking a look at the top 100 chemical distributors for 2011. A major highlight of the issue is the annual listing of the leading global chemical distributors by both sales and geographic location. Distributors have recovered strongly from the financial crisis, with many companies showing solid gains into 2010. But this issue's special section does not end there. We have commentaries from the heads of the Chemical Distribution Associations for Canada, Europe, Brazil, and the U.S. We also have an article looking at mergers and acquisitions in the chemical distribution market. Mergers and acquisitions activity in chemical distribution is accelerating as the sector recovers well from the downturn and players look to expand both geographically and in terms of filling in product gaps. Asia remains a key focus for future growth, although much activity in the first half of the year is still being focused on Europe and North America. But despite that interest in Asia, another article in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business notes that chemical sellers in Asia have been seeing slower consumption in the near term as a result of the economic downturn and the aftermath of the Japan earthquake. The same sellers, though, express optimism for long-term growth. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Meanwhile, in the weekly columns, we continue to keep an eye on Asia as the price of polyethylene in China is expected to bounce back this month. Tight supply in coming months plus a pickup in demand will drive an upward price trend in China. Then we take a look into the intermediates market. Outages complicate regional markets for acetic acid. Buyers have taken a wait-and-see attitude. Given their high product inventories, they have been cautious about stocking up on raw materials. Most of them are broadening their cargo inquiries and monitoring offers because of weak margins in the downstream markets. In U.S.-based chemical news, it looks like ethanol subsidies may be coming to an end. Key U.S. lawmakers reach a deal to repeal ethanol tax credits and tariffs before August. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up a copy or check us out online. Thanks for listening and good night.